Good morning and welcome to Simply Startups. It's Saturday, April 27th. On today's show, Krung's Re-Initiative aims to match Japanese investors with SE Asian startups, and Fairfield University Dolan School of Business reveals Startup Showcase winning teams. Plus, an entrepreneur secures AI startup funding via LinkedIn. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Startups. We start off with an interesting development in the startup scene. A Thai bank, Krungsri Bank, also known as Bank of Ayudhya, is expanding its resources and services to facilitate partnerships between Japanese investors and promising startups in Southeast Asia. Here with more details is our Simply Startups correspondent. What can you tell us about Krungsri's initiative and why they are focusing on this area?
Krungsri has a dedicated group called the Japanese Corporate and Multinational Corporate Banking Group that aims to be a trusted partner for Japanese corporations looking to invest in Southeast Asia. The bank sees an opportunity to play matchmaker between Japanese investors and the region's vibrant startup ecosystem. By connecting the two, Krungsri hopes to foster business expansion, job creation, and sustainable development across ASEAN countries like Thailand, Laos, and Vietnam.
It sounds like Krungsri had some success with a startup matching event last year. What are their plans to build on that?
Yes, Krungsri held their first Japan-ASEAN startup business matching event in 2022, which brought together over 60 startups from six countries. The connections made there led to new partnerships and international expansion opportunities. Building on that, Krungsri will be holding the event again this June. They're particularly interested in startups in areas like fintech, automation, food tech, healthcare, agriculture, and other fields related to ESG, or environmental, social, and governance issues.
Speaking of ESG, how is Krungsri looking to promote sustainability through these efforts?
Krungsri is collaborating with parent company MUFG, the largest bank in Japan, to develop sustainable finance solutions for customers. For example, they recently launched a sustainable deposit product, a fixed deposit account that funds social and environmental initiatives. The bank is also considering issuing more green bonds to address growing ESG concerns from clients. By sharing knowledge and expertise, Krungsri and MUFG aim to accelerate the ESG ecosystem in Thailand and across Southeast Asia.
Krungsri also appears to be eyeing opportunities from East Asian companies expanding into Thailand. What's the strategy there?
Thailand remains an attractive destination for foreign investment, especially from China, which is the largest investor in ASEAN. Krungsri wants to capitalize on that by assisting East Asian multinationals from places like China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, and South Korea that are interested in the Thai market. The bank will provide advisory services to help those companies establish operations, leveraging UFG's broad network that spans nine Southeast Asian countries. With a 7% loan growth target this year, Krungsri is enhancing its offerings for clients in both heavy industries like energy and steel, as well as consumer-facing sectors like financial services and food and beverage.
Thanks for that report on Krungsri's efforts to connect Japanese investors with Southeast Asian startups. It will be interesting to see how those partnerships develop as the region's tech ecosystem matures. In other startup news, Fairfield University recently held its annual Startup Showcase, where student teams pitched their business ideas to a panel of investors in a Shark Tank-style competition. The event awarded a total of $30,000 in seed grants to the top teams. Here with more details is our startups correspondent. So what kind of business ideas did the students present this year?
The showcase featured a diverse range of startup concepts from student teams across all class years and majors. One finalist was Financially, a no-cost app that provides personalized financial education and tips. Another, called Misfits of the Sea, is developing innovative fishing lure designs. Wave Creations is a beach-inspired lifestyle brand, while Pathway Pro helps college students align their coursework with career goals. Finally, Higher Skills uses AI simulations to help students refine essential workplace skills.
Sounds like an impressive group of startups. How did the teams prepare for their big pitch to the investors?
the student teams went through a rigorous process to make it to the showcase finals. Over the past semester, they participated in workshops to hone their pitching skills. The teams first presented at a qualifying round to be selected as finalists. Leading up to the showcase, the finalists worked intensely with mentors on their business plans and pitch decks.
Who were some of the investors and judges evaluating the pitches at the showcase this year?
The showcase featured a star-studded investor panel with deep Fairfield University ties. It included Joe Bronson, CEO of the Bronson Group consulting firm, Chris Hillock from the venture capital arm of Dell Technologies, and Jamie Ramarini, COO of Compel CEOs. Rounding out the panel were Mindy Blanco, COO and co-founder of Barnum Financial Group, and Thomas Scalera, former CFO of the multi-billion dollar manufacturer ITT Inc.
How were the prize amounts determined for the winning teams?
A total of $30,000 in seed funding was on the line at the showcase. The panel awarded $2,500 to each honorable mention, $5,000 for third place, $7,500 for second, and the top team took home a grand prize of $12,500. Interestingly, even the program director Chris Huntley said he had no idea which teams would win the biggest checks heading into the event.
It's always exciting to see the next generation of entrepreneurs getting their start at events like the Fairfield University Startup Showcase. Speaking of the future, technology is evolving at an unprecedented pace, with AI integration becoming core to many modern businesses. Companies are using machine learning and predictive analytics to automate tasks, enhance decision-making, and revolutionize customer service with AI-powered chatbots. But what are the challenges that come with this rapid adoption of AI? Here with more insight is our startup correspondent, Michael. So, what are some of the key issues businesses need to be aware of as they embrace AI?
Data security and privacy are definitely top concerns. As companies collect and analyze more data to power their AI systems, they have to ensure that data is being handled responsibly and customer privacy is protected. There are also questions around algorithmic bias and transparency, making sure AI models aren't perpetuating societal biases and that there is visibility into how decisions are being made. Companies will need robust governance frameworks to address these challenges.
Those are critical issues to navigate. On the flip side, we're seeing some inspiring examples of entrepreneurs leveraging AI in innovative ways. I understand there's an interesting story about an AI startup founder who took an unconventional approach to fundraising.
That's right, John Doe, the founder of an AI startup, made headlines recently for securing $13.8 million in funding entirely through LinkedIn. Instead of going the traditional venture capital route, Doe used LinkedIn to connect directly with potential investors. He showcased his passion for the transformative potential of AI and his company's mission. This creative approach led to fruitful discussions, partnerships, and ultimately substantial financial backing to propel his startup forward.
That's a remarkable achievement, especially for a startup in such a competitive space. What do you think other entrepreneurs can learn from Doe's experience?
Doe's success story underscores the importance of resilience, originality, and resourcefulness for startup founders. By breaking fundraising norms and leveraging his network on LinkedIn, he was able to secure the capital needed to scale his business. This could signal an emerging trend of startups tapping social media in powerful new ways to drive growth. Doe's journey also highlights the significance of having a compelling vision and being able to effectively convey that to investors and partners.
It will be fascinating to see if more entrepreneurs follow suit and what that could mean for the future of startup fundraising. Thank you, Michael, for the insights. It's clear that while AI presents immense opportunities, navigating the challenges thoughtfully will be key for businesses of all sizes. Speaking of innovative startups, a new one called Monumental Labs is bringing a modern twist to Renaissance-style marble sculptures. They use robotics to create custom marble statues, and for a cool $10,000, they'll even make one of your beloved pet dog. Here with more details is our Simply Startups correspondent. So what exactly is Monumental Labs offering?
Monumental Labs is a unique startup that sits at the intersection of art, technology, and luxury goods. They use advanced robotics and computer-aided design to carve intricate marble sculptures in the style of Renaissance masters. but rather than historical or mythological figures, Monumental Labs will create a custom statue based on 3D scans or photographs of any subject, even people's pets.
$10,000 is certainly a hefty price tag. Who is the target market for these high-end pet sculptures?
The statues are aimed at affluent dog lovers who want to memorialize their furry friends in a truly unique and luxurious way. Monumental Labs is betting there are enough pet owners willing to shell out five figures for an artistic marble likeness to build a viable business. They're targeting the same demographic who might commission a painted portrait of their dog.
How does the process of ordering and creating one of these sculptures actually work?
Customers provide detailed photographs or 3D scans of their dog to Monumental Labs. The company's designers then create a digital 3D model of the sculpture. Once the design is finalized, it's carved in marble using robotic mills and other computerized sculpting tools. This allows for an extremely high level of precision and detail. The finished statue is then hand-polished by artisans before being delivered to the client.
Monumental Labs certainly generated some buzz with a striking sample of their work at a recent tech conference, right?
That's right. Monumental Labs had a show-stopping display at payment processor Stripe's annual conference in San Francisco this week. They exhibited a 6-foot-tall marble statue of a nude man holding an expired Stripe test credit card. The sculpture was crafted from high-end Carrara marble in a Renaissance style. It definitely turned heads and got attendees talking about this unique startup's offerings.
Well, a marble statue of a nude man clutching a credit card is certainly an unorthodox way to market a company. But it seems to have been effective in raising Monumental Labs' profile. Thanks for the report on this intriguing new player in the luxury sculpture space. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Startups. We'll see you back here tomorrow.